kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yep. Welcome back. Pauly also talked about how important predictability is to technocrats. And, you know, what can we do in the face of all this chaos, conflict, civil unrest? Mary Peters, Republican threatening to leave GOP over Trump. Ah, so much conflict. Conflict everywhere. Republicans are going to, there's going to be a split. There's, you know, chaos and conflict everywhere. But what can we do? Well, in the face of war, we have choices. I mean, we could turn off the screens for starters. It's amazing. You turn off all these screens, generally speaking, as much as possible. It's incredible how much less chaotic the world seems to become. I'm not saying it's entirely without chaos. I think a lot of that is socially engineered because, you know, people are, you know, first and foremost watching the screens. So you cannot support these certain things, crazy stuff, you know, but the sociologists among us know that probability is a real thing. And, you know, it's very probable that most people are going to watch the screens and most people are going to respond to certain things in accordance with mass psychology and herd, you know, the mindless herd and herd think. But we have to be intelligent, intentional, single-minded, steadfast, and resolute, regardless of what 327 million other people might do. And speaking of that, what would happen, what do you suppose would happen if 300 million people had the Constitution and the backbone, which I don't think really, I mean, come on, really? Is America just a big boneless chicken ranch now? If 300 million people had the Constitution to say to Amazon and Jeff Bezos and so forth, take a hike. I mean, it's not difficult to see that the Washington Post, for example, has become a more virulent propaganda organ and more oppressive under his leadership, I would say. You know, there are things that it seems that are not supposed to be published, and some things are more overt propaganda. I mean, the schemes that are perpetrated right out in public view, you know, the $600 million deal with the CIA, for example. I mean, that's, gosh. Again, who benefits? So if the American people at large, 300 million people said, you know, everybody you talk to, I will not shop at Amazon because it's an anti-American organization. Jeff Bezos and Amazon, generally speaking, do not stand for the principles that undergird our traditional American way of life. Therefore, I cannot support this organization in any way. If 300 million people said that, and these massive warehouses that are going up across the country were still being built, that would be telling, wouldn't it? Then we would have a more overt declaration of war, I dare say. But we have choices. Get into that more in a minute. For now, to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Brian.
Let's see. We are discussing the amazing Pauly. Hey, we got so jazzed. She said the word communitarian. Well, so did Peggy Hall, even did a whole thing on the Homeowners Association. She's using the word communitarian. Well, we still have a little problem coming up ahead on the 25th through the 9th. We're going to change the Great Reset. At least a bunch of gatekeepers think they are. If you've heard of the greaterreset.org, we will put it in the chat. Some of the sponsors, or as they call them, our ecosystem of collaborators and partners, that would be Demystifying Crypto, Bitcoin, and, you know, I'm skipping several, like the Conscious Resistance of Derek Bros, who you and I have discussed before, but there is a clenched fist raised by Brave Botanicals. So this is at the bottom of the page. You were discussing earlier in today's broadcast the bribery that they will throw you some shekels so that you don't resist or cause them any problems, why they continue to enact this one world nonsense. Well, at this site, the People's Reset Video Contest, they're offering you $800 if you send in the video of your individual or community activation. So there's your bribe to participate in this. And
community organizers of the world unite. Yeah. So you can be one too.
So anybody that has been listening to you and Lark for years would know that it might be something we could raise $1,000 and get Lark down to Central Texas. It's probably 100 miles from where he's at. They're going to have a little gathering in Texas during this five-day thing, and I know that Lark has gone to these kind of functions in the past, waving to people, calling them comrade, how are you? Mm-hmm. Pointing out what is really going on, and he's not a bad person to do that. So I'll throw that fundraiser idea out there, but I'm going to continue going up through some of the 5 days of activation. How about community and relationships? Tear down the walls between us. Does this have some interesting words in there? And you can also go to the 27th, Liberating Technology, Technology for the People. So we're going to need all of this tech nightmare, and we'll need the counter economy. So this all sounds like a great idea, and, you know, Jenna and I are trying to ward off being a famine victim. So on the 25th, you can go to Regenerate the Earth, the mother that connects us all. Like, we've never heard of Gaia worship being done at the UN. This, you know, the Greater Reset Activation is the world's collective response to the Great Reset.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough trigger words here.
Mm-hmm.
Lark told me he almost became ill.
It's all trigger words, isn't it? I mean, there's no absence of them. It's just straight that.
So we really are surrounded by gatekeepers pontificating misinformation. A guy told me, asked me a question who was clued into that and said, you know why rat poison works, Brian? I said, well, probably because it looks like food. He said, no, because it's 90% food. Alex Jones is giving you your mammon. But along comes it, what Curtis Stone, John Bush, I'm reading the list of names that people should recognize, Whitney Webb, Derek Bros, Peggy Hall, Dolores Cahill, Foster Gamble, who put out the Thrive movie, which, you know, is the communitarian pushing documentary. Guy sat me down, forced me to watch the Thrive documentary. This is the answer, Brian. Full of communitarian tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
So we really need to watch our step as we fall headlong into the pit that has been dug for us with spiked sticks in the bottom.
That we've been encouraged to dig ourselves, actually. We've been encouraged to dig that pit ourselves. And it's, speaking of communitarianism, it's a dialectical reflexive mindset. It's like it's a dialectical reflexive Jedi mind trick that people get sucked into. They're evil. We have to be more evil. They are doing this. You know, they have a political action committee. We need to have a bigger political action committee that raises more money. And no. That those things, you know, the tactics bad guys employ are not something that decent people should emulate per se. We need to become more Machiavellian. No, that's not the answer.
So, yeah, you know that we've tried to contact so many of these people, and like the urban farmer would say, I looked into it, I'm not a communitarian, but he's pushing intentional communities, which, you know, Lark, in his research, you know, would actually sign up to the newsletter of Fellowship of Intentional Communities. Do you know that there's only one in Washington State? It's called Chop Chaz, in the biggest concentration of degenerates and misfits that will never fit into a normal operating society. Anyway,
and by the way, they need lunch, so hurry up, Mom. Deliver them lunch. Yeah.
Oh, no. They got their own garden going right in the middle of the park. You've been misled on your info. They don't want a handout.
Yeah.
So, this Ice Age farmer is on the list. Marjorie Wildcraft, Robert Kennedy Jr., Sergi. These people need to be made aware that they are being sucked into something that I have been looking at. If the greater reset on this site flashes over to, no, it's the people's reset. You, the community, are sponsoring this. So in just wrapping it up, you did mention Newsom and Inslee. And it was less than a year ago that here is Newsom and Bill Clinton, both with gray hair, and Newsom says we need to incorporate more communitarian values in our, what we are pushing, Bill. You were really instrumental in knowing the answer, and I'm now the next generation of politicos with this, you know, mindset of this is, you know, a, like Vicki Davis said, it's in a Webster's Dictionary in 1909. It's called communitarianism. When somebody tries to tell me, oh, there's this new word being bandied about, never heard of it before, I'll have to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
We're being misled everywhere I turn.
Yeah.
I'm completely thrilled you gave me this many minutes, as you always do, but that's about it for my attempted contribution. This 5G crisis summit happened in British Columbia a year and a half ago to deal with 5G, but you think any one of those people would mention this word? No, they want to talk about, they want to have Patrick Wood on so he can mislead them that we're dealing with a technocracy, new form of governance. Bonk. Wrong again. The C word will not be discussed because we've got a different agenda. And I think,
well, again, I mean, we've talked about that, and I'm not ready to write people off because they have not acknowledged it. I mean, same thing with technocracy, quite frankly. It's another term of you know, kind of a buzz term of art that is difficult to comprehend. And, you know, even I didn't fully grasp the magnitude of the issue until probably about 2013, I think. And then just, you know, I even had, you know, the book and everything, had read, had talked about it and stuff. And then one day I just realized the scope and the magnitude of the technocratic bent. And it's, you know, I mean, there's definitely something to be said for sounding the alarm on that. But, you know, in addition to that, the issue, the subject of communitarianism is so sort of amorphous, you know, the fact that it's reflexive in nature and it's, you know, all your policy, all your meme are belong to us. You know, it's assimilating everything. It's a snowball. Well, it's a brown snowball rolling downhill, absorbing and assimilating all the worst of, the worst aspects of all of the worst forms of, authoritarianism and governance and oppression and tyranny. You know, in essence, that's kind of what it is. So it's a moving target that's hard to really pin down in everyone's defense. And that, I think, again, as we've discussed in the past, is part of the agenda of it. That's, you know, it's designed to be slippery and elusive and sort of difficult to quantify or define so that it will get people fighting against one another. It will cause more conflict and people to, you know, write one another off. And then in the absence of any Pied Piper being able to say, hey, this is what it's about, even though, you know, Nikki has told us very clearly for a long time, hey, this is what it's about. You know, in the vacuum, basically people go, well, I guess I have to turn to the conventional wisdom, and that's kind of what happens in probabilist sort of fashion, I think.
I, you know, just want to remind people that, yes, technocracy does exist, and Amitai Etzioni's son, Oren, is at the forefront of pushing it. You know, nobody's ever heard of him, but he's here in Seattle. As to the, it's very confusing, it's designed that way, there is a gentleman named Cohen Jacobs who broadcasts or is in, writes for a publication called ITNT News, In the News Today. Cohen Jacobs, a pet expat from Belgium, living in the Philippines, young guy, he's in the food business. Him and Lark have had communications. Jenna's going to have him on Ingrid Castle's show. What he said was this. In this article he wrote a few days ago, and so today corporate environmentalists such as Al Gore and Klaus Schwab have no interest in getting rid of capitalism because without money and assets they have no leverage. The same is true for communists such as Chinese government and the Biden administration in the U.S. They too need capitalism to have a chance at staying in power. No money, no power, and that's exactly what the communitarian doctrine is all about.
It's right, but it's not capitalism, obviously. It's, as Lark has pointed out, it's syndicalism. It's, you know, it's just very, it's very various forms of syndicalism. Anyway, we can talk more about that on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone, all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Welcome back. So, you know, we should probably play Malcolm X again. I don't think that can be overplayed. Him saying, don't let your enemy define terms, essentially. Malcolm X, media manipulation. We need to be careful, I think, I think we can take old school bad guys like Werner Falk at their word, you know, the things they say, the things they write, although oftentimes they're couched in sophistry, as we've discussed on this broadcast, you know, as Glenn and Philly pointed out, you know, someone like Eric Fromm needs to be decoded. All of those guys need to be decoded to some extent. Someone like Bertrand Russell, for example, obviously is very cagey in how he writes things. Well, he said he doesn't advocate for that, right? But he seems to be obsessive, writing chapter after chapter after chapter about something he says he does not advocate for. And therefore, you know, why would someone be so preoccupied, morbidly so, you know, writing about these things if he didn't have some kind of fascination or something of the sort? And I think of, you know, speaking of him, not to get too far afield, but there's that realtor.com commercial that I just saw the other day that reminds me of Bertrand Russell, you know, his little quippy allusion to cannibalism in the impact of science on society, which is horrifying. And there are these kinds of things, again, are not uncommon. They're becoming more and more common, as we all know. And so the passage where he writes, "A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of," you know, he says, "gradually by selective breeding," speaking of eugenics, "the congenital differences between rulers and ruled will increase until they become almost different species. A revolt of the plebes would become as unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. The Aztecs kept a domesticated alien tribe for the purposes of cannibalism. Their regime was totalitarian." Well, that's funny. We have a realtor.com commercial that sounds like it was written by or in the fashion of Bertrand Russell's morbid fascination with cannibalism. The realtor.com trolls commercial. Maybe we'll play that in the next segment. But I think we can take bad guys at their word, though some decoding may be in order. But still, you know, and so as I have mentioned in the past, you know, so that's just to say when they say capitalism, we probably should look a little further into that. And obviously, it's not just orthodox capitalism, it's syndicalism. And James Corbett, for example, has done a masterful job of pointing out that they create the syndicate essentially before they, it, you know, I mean, you have guys, speaking of technocrats, you have guys like Peter Thiel who, you know, they have Founders Fund, they've mastered the art of spinning up these lean startups and then sort of socially engineering demand, speaking of predictive. And this kind of stuff is the same kind of thing. They create the syndicate and then they advocate for it and tell us why we should all be on board with it, and everyone just goes along with it. And so back to the broader point of technocracy and communitarianism, I have always said that in my view, technocracy is essentially kind of the hardware and communitarianism is the software. Technocracy is the, as they say, the technocrats have said from the very beginning, it's the management of things, and they will manage the allocation of and distribution and production of resources and things. And that's kind of the hardware, the systems. And then communitarianism is how we're all going to be instrumental in the creation of our own little virtual panopticons. We're all going to create them in our own minds and in each other's minds, and it's going to be a wonderful utopian future. That's the way I view it. So,
well, that's because you've been paying very close attention, Chris. You are on the cutting edge. Clearly,
we'll hopefully we can talk more when we come back. Stick around.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What they're always telling you. Never let your enemy tell you how many of you there are. Never let the man that you're against form your opinions. This is the trick that's played on everyone who's oppressed. The first thing, an occupation, when you have a revolution in the country, the first thing you take over is the radio. And then you start telling the people that everybody, the war is over. And so all of them surrender. No, they believe that thing right there. And once they take that over, they start telling you where you are and where they are, and you fall right in line. It's plain thought control. The majority of the American people aren't segregationists. That the majority of the American people aren't imperialists. But the government is, the structure is, the power faction is. So, how then do all the majority go along with it? Because those who sit in power over the television, over the radio, and over the press is constantly telling those who are the masses how free they are, and how this they are, and how that they are.
There you go. There you go. The man had a great point. Wise observations. Never let your enemy or the man that you're against form your opinion. This is a trick that's played on everyone who's oppressed. First thing an occupation does when you have a revolution, the first thing you do is take over the radio and start telling people what you want them to hear. And white propaganda, black propaganda, it's all propaganda. So to the thing that we're talking about here, you know, technocracy goes much, much further. I mean, again, I really view technocracy and communitarianism as kind of two sides of the same coin. Technocracy is much more rigid in its structure and ideology. Communitarianism is designed to create these squishy, reflexive, you know, dialectical, reflexive little Autobots that I think correspond with technocracy. So the experts will tell you in communitarian fashion what the latest doctrine is, and the squishy, malleable Autobots will respond accordingly. But I think they go hand in hand. You know, like I said, to me, I view them as two sides of the same coin. And I know that the technocratic push has been in full effect for a long time. I think Wikipedia is instructive, despite what Jaron Lanier refers to as, I think he calls it the Oracle illusion. But I think the errors of omission and commission, in my opinion, act in Streisand effect fashion for those of us who have sought to investigate beyond the walls of Wikipedia and see the errors of omission and commission for what they are. I mean, it's a way to shape a narrative, and it, to me, it shines a bright light on that effort as much as anything. It's almost like if you know what you're looking for and you read the Wikipedia entries correctly, it's almost like you can read exactly what someone's trying to make sure that you don't discover and you don't know what you're not supposed to think or realize. So speaking of that, the Wikipedia entry for technocracy movement, I've mentioned a few times, the overview and origins section, I think speak to this. You know, technocracy advocates contend that a price system-based forms of government and economy are structurally incapable of effective action, promote a society headed by technical experts, which they argued would be more rational and productive. The coming of the Great Depression ushered in, the fomented Great Depression, radically different ideas of social engineering, culminating in reforms introduced by the New Deal. And it says by the mid-1930s, interest in technocracy, the technocracy movement, was declining. Some historians have attributed the decline of the technocracy movement to the rise of Roosevelt's New Deal. You mean Stuart Chase's New Deal? He literally wrote the book. Historian William Aiken rejects the conclusion that technocracy ideas declined because of the attractiveness of Roosevelt and the New Deal. This is ironic because actually the New Deal was technocratic in nature. Stuart Chase and the board of experts that he represented were technocrats in a very literal sense. So this is painfully ironic that this just flat out lie is here again in Streisand effect, I would say, sort of fashion. But then it says the technocratic movement has its origins with the progressive engineers of the early 20th century. And we hear about progressives, we need to define terms. It's actually regress, it's not progress. Again, Jacques Ellul said it best, because of the myth of progress, it's much easier to sell a man an electric razor than a straight-edged one. So it talks about, you know, the beginnings of this, the early 20th century, the writings of Edward Bellamy, Mr. Fabian Socialist himself, cousin of Francis Bellamy, credited with the Pledge of Allegiance, which, by the way, had the Bellamy salute, which, by the way, looks a lot like the Nazi salute. I mean, you can see all of this sort of coalescing into a clear picture. And so to me, the reason why technocracy and communitarianism, there's more. I mean, there's Bellamy, there's Thorsten Veblen, there's Henry Gantt, obviously this coincides with the cyberneticians and Norbert Wiener. If we can guide a missile, maybe we can guide people. It all goes together. Gantz, new machine, and Veblen's Soviet of technicians. This is a hard structure, and the problem with the hard structure is when you introduce this and you tell people it's a hard structure, then they become inflexible. You want them to be flexible so that they can respond to the new, latest, greatest changes that you want to make. So that's where, you know, enter communitarianism. And so that's why they work so well together. You keep having, in socialist sort of fashion, the way that, you know, Hayek writes about, you keep having this revolution. And so the revolution is sort of communitarian in nature. And then the termination of the revolution is technocratic in nature. That's another way to look at it, if that makes sense. So you just keep revising and revising. Again, it's like the folding of two metals together to make a super strong metal or a sword. So that's my view.
Chris, could I just add a little tidbit that I'm sure you already heard this, but Elon Musk's great-grandfather was in Canada and a leader in the technocracy movement. So yes, it is all interrelated. And and then I would also mention that Nikki Rapana's Facebook is praising Michael Tesserian for, because he mentions the word a few years back. Michael is not going to be my new guru. I'm not looking for one at all, nor are you. And, you know, I don't have a problem with Gilead Otzman, but he too is not giving me the kind of direction that I'm looking for. That's why I am encouraging people to look into this Cohen gentleman. The name of the article is World War III. Here's how we know it's happening, May 11th on ITNT News. With your permission, could I just read the last three paragraphs and I'll let you go?
Yeah, and then Joe in Arkansas wants to jump in before you take off. I guess he has some comments for you.
Joe gets that, so I'll hold on. And that's exactly what the communitarian doctrine is all about. It's what's at the heart of confusion, warfare, and World War III. We are led to believe that the WEF's Great Reset is about green sustainability. In reality, this is a great communitarian reset. It's about merging capitalism, communism, and environmentalism, not in the favor of the planet, the birds, and the bees, but for the sole purpose of consolidating power in fewer hands. In fact, that you likely lost your job in 2020 is not because someone at the UN or the WEF is creating a green job for you. It's because the local store where you worked was competition for Walmart and Amazon. The local store gave you and the owners a chance to be free, a chance to have a livelihood that can support you, your and his or her dreams in life. It made you independent from the government. In the communitarian society, that's not allowed because we have to be dependent on the government.
Parenthetical injection or interjection, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
You know, and same with the technocratic bent, that total monopolistic control over production and distribution and so forth. To that point that's being made, I, you know, again, I always say watch their feet. You know, again, getting back to what you read and what you believe and the defining of terms and stuff, they use these terms of art, obviously. Again, Polly said that in that video. You know, she says the initiated versus uninitiated, and there's the esoteric, you know, doublespeak that means one thing to one group, one another to another group. I think it's simple. Just watch their feet. You know, you can hear the language. Language doesn't seem to add up what is actually happening. And it's exactly what you're reading. You know, these things that you're reading are what has been happening. And therefore, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, well, if what you're saying is what you're really after and what you're getting as a result of what you're advocating is the opposite of what you say, Why are you advocating for more of the same? That doesn't make sense unless you're basically up to no good. So please continue.
You're hitting it out of the park. So I'm going to continue. You are supposed to obey every government dictate in return for favors, such as the privilege to travel somewhere or to think in a certain way. It's capitalism and communism at the same time, hence communitarianism. And may seem confusing. It isn't, actually, and that's exactly the idea. That's how they want you to feel, confused and attacked from all sides on every level. So why is this a conspiracy? Because the U.S. government and the Chinese government and many others know that their common goal is to install a communitarian world government, which is exactly what we see them try to accomplish by or before 2030. Ask yourself, what will losing your job or business in 2020 contribute to stopping the spread of SARS-CoV? Nothing, of course. Yet it happened, and it didn't help to stop the virus in any way at all. Guess who's making more money now than ever before? Right, the vaccine manufacturers and all other members of the World Economic Forum. So that's going to complete what I had in mind to read.
Well, again, to me, the overarching takeaway is simply the combination of those two quotes that I've mentioned in tandem the last two Mondays, you know, from Angel and the Bad Man, 1947, each human being has an integrity that can be hurt only by the act of that same human being and not by the act of another human being. And that juxtaposed by Theodore Adorno's words, quoted by Jeffrey Steinberg in his article From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, the individual brings about his own disintegration. And so the idea is that, you know, the suggestibilists among us will encourage us to bring about our own disintegration and then to propagate that and encourage one another to do the same. And we have choices. And I dare say that we make the choice not to do that. So let's grab Joe real quick. Sorry, what?
I said, I wish you hadn't brought up the Quakers and the John Wayne movie.
Yeah, right on. Good morning, Joe.
Surrounded by...
Good morning. Hey, I think we can agree the greater reset people, for the most part, are trying to do the right thing, but are misguided. And I do know some of them, and I've been trying to get through them. And I will be talking to one of them today.
Mm-hmm.
And so besides this broadcast, we're... can I send them so they can educate themselves more on this?
That's, I think, that's a difficult... I think, you know, I agree. I mean, it's easy to become cynical, I think, and this, again, gets back to, you know, why I want to maybe encourage a softer response and approach as I keep mentioning when Brian and I have these conversations, because I you know, I've mentioned, for example, Ron Paul's remarks on with Tim Russert back in, what was it, 2006 or 7, when Ron Paul said, I think these people believe what they say. And I think in similar fashion, it's what you're saying. I think that's, if I may, you know, without, I mean, you're here to defend yourself, Brian, so I'll say it this way, you know, I think you say the same thing, albeit in maybe a somewhat more cynical and pejorative sort of fashion. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. Hopefully that makes sense. But it's, you know, you would view it, Brian, as more intentional, if I understand correctly, whereas what Joe is saying is, you know, sort of forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. They're doing these things because they genuinely believe. They've been encouraged to think that, hey, this is the answer, this is the way forward, but they just haven't investigated deeply enough for themselves. And I think, in my opinion, the reason why it's so difficult to say, hey, go here, read this or whatever, is because they're already beguiled into believing that the philosopher kings and the pontiffs from on high are the only voices to believe. And so anything else is viewed as heretical.
Joe, do you have access to the chat room?
No, I don't.
Could you be made to do that? Because we could put up a couple of links. That would be easy. It's not
difficult. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So what I would say in response, since I know a lot of these what I call chuckleheads at the Greater Reset, because I've been harassing them for years, this has a lot to do with the whole of Damore and the so-called Irish potato famine. And these people are so-called farming and giving agricultural advice. If you go to the Communitarian Trap, a website from years back that Donna Martin put together, and have them scroll down, things like on the right-hand column, the community gardens, food justice, these kind of food security words, she's got compiled from many people why this is a recipe for famine. If you add to it the Wildlands Project, which means from where Chris lives to Chicago is going to turn into a buffalo run, and we don't need farmers anymore because people are going to be growing their food in their front yard and at their community gardens, this isn't going to work. You see, in Western Washington, you don't have the minerals in the soil here. If you want to raise cattle here, you better get your hay from Eastern Washington where all of the minerals from the volcanoes are and haul it over the pass. If you want to have disease-free animals that don't have hoof rot and blah, blah, it does not have the nutrients in it. So these plans for us is to get rid of all these farms. And I don't want to see the Greater Reset advocating this as a solution. Donna Martin spells it out perfectly. And if I don't push Lark's site, I'm going to be in big trouble with him. If you want to figure out who was running the Hole of Damore and the Irish potato famine, who's behind this? You've got to find out all of these words that Lark has been trying to get across. And you're going to have to wade through his website because he's the only one really giving the explanation. Donna Martin's going to tell you the Lord this and the Lord that and the importance of the Bible. If that's not the answer completely for you, then you need to go to Lark's site and wade through what might take 6 hours of reading, but with the link.
So the short answer, in your opinion, Brian, is Lark's site, and then from there, if someone like Joe thinks that maybe that would be viewed, his site would be dismissed or viewed with skepticism or whatever, then you can go to the source material from there that's referenced.
Donna Martin explains the food problem involved in the communitarian word. And Jenna and I are trying to, put some food in the larder. But more importantly, when starving, desperate neighbors come over because they have not been listening to us, what are we supposed to tell them? Go jump in the lake? Can't help you and your children? It's not about how much gun and gold you have stashed. It's going to be what's in your larder. And that is a huge concern for somebody of Irish heritage that knows about the 1850s. So the food thing is key to why is this important, and you want to know why it happened, you've got to go and wade through Lark's stuff. But we really do need some sort of a compilation of the full spectrum, and I don't think it exists. We've been trying to create a one-stop shop for that information, so you're not the only one having trouble finding it, Joe.
Well, I appreciate it, and, I just want to see if I can help some of them get back on the right track, and I know a couple of them will listen. Whether they will pass it on or not is another story.
Yeah. Gosh, and it's such a voluminous research project anyway, really, when you start diving into it. It's not that big. I mean, you can summarize it once you've gone through the, you know, vast research, but you just kind of start digging and you realize this is not a new thing. And you go back through, you know, I don't know, Patrick Wood's technocratic research through the, you know, the reemergence, you know, Brzezinski and Columbia in the 70s and all of these kinds of things in their own writings that are not widely published. And I don't know, all of this closely guarded literature and stuff that you have to research, and you realize that, yeah, I mean, all of this control has been systematically engineered and rolled out for about 100 years, and none of this stuff that's peddled as new and improved really is. It's just the same old plan for control. And
could I add,
yeah,
that if Lark finds out I don't mention what his big picture hope is, he'll skin me alive. He has studied internet marketing. He's saying there are a half dozen guys out there that have looked at where do you want to go and how we're going to get there, and they can absolutely kick this ball through the goal just at an unbelievable accuracy and really a huge, you know, amount of benefit. And we need some sort of, you know, concerted effort towards kicking this to the point where there's a million people tomorrow morning talking about this subject. And until we get there, I don't think some podunk YouTube channel is going to do that job. So we are in need of some technical people that like to see the importance of this subject and get it across, and then we could just pass that on to Dolores Cahill and Foster Gamble and the like. This would be easy.
See, and I am of precisely the opposite mindset these days. I think if we just go back and, you know, start reading all these passages, for example, you know, deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy, Proverbs 12:20. And the many admonitions to peace and joy and love in the New Testament in particular, I think that, you know, the problem with spreading the word generally is that it's, I think, also it coincides with the Lucius Trust work of the hierarchy effort to raise the consciousness, so to speak, and further foment chaos and civil unrest. That's just my opinion. Anyway, guys, I appreciate it. Joe, Brian, thanks for your call.
Thanks for your help. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Take Folks, that'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.